Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christian Writer's World. Today we are pleased and honored to have a guest author, J.W. Luff, a Christian science fiction writer. So let's welcome him and hear all about his writings.
Hello.
Welcome, J.W. I'm sure my audience nice to talk with you. I'm sure my audience is eager to hear all about you, so could you tell us a little bit about J.W. Luff?
Well, I'm 54 years old, and I'm married. Been married for the last 12 years to a wonderful Christian woman, Dora, and I have a grown daughter from a previous relationship, and she's grown married and lives a couple hours away, married to a wonderful Christian man, and my wife and I live just north of Houston, here with a one-year-old Akita cattle dog named Liza Jane. And she's my fitness instructor to make sure I don't sit at the typewriter too long or the laptop.
Oh. Okay.
Work in the oil and gas industry as a pilot.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, now could you tell us, how did you become interested in writing Christian science fiction?
Well, God showed me a need. I've always been a big fan of science fiction, movies, you know, books and everything. And I grew up in the 1960s. And I remember episodes of watching the old Lost in Space with June Lockhart and Billy Mummy, black and white episodes. And I can remember one episode in the first season when they came out of a harrowing adventure. They actually sat down and prayed and thanked God that he had gotten them through that. And you just don't see that now. Most of the stuff that's out there is very, you know, it's graphic sex, graphic language, very, you know, anti-Christian. You know, you can tell yourself, well, it's just entertainment. I'm just reading it or watching it for entertainment. But, you know, God laid it on my heart. Stuff like that's just not healthy. So with that need, and even being a Christian all my life, God laid the stories on my heart, and I just started writing and just kind of went on from there.
Okay. Now, what was the name of your first Christian science fiction book, and tell us just a little bit about it.
The first one is called Virago 4, and it centers around a pilot that gets a job with he thinks it's a government contractor that's going to be flying overseas, and what happens is he discovers, it's done in modern times, he discovers that it's a secret government organization, and we've been working with an advanced alien race since 1947. Now, the aliens have been observing us for centuries, thousands of years, and they finally revealed themselves in 1947. But the government is keeping the secret from the general population because everybody says that if anybody with a religious background finds out that there's actually life out there, that society will collapse along with the religious institutions. So what he discovers after meeting the aliens is they are actually keeping a secret from our government, that they not only know of God, they actually know God and have direct fellowship with him. And the book is the beginning of a trilogy, and they go to a planet, Virago 4, which is the fourth planet of the Viragan system. It's 256 light years from Earth, and the planet has been, life has been wiped clean from that planet. There was a civilization on there 3,000 years ago. Book, you find out what happened. In the second book, the Ebi, you find out why it happened. And in the third book, the Elal, you find out who caused it all.
Okay. So this is like a series.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a Christian science fiction writer, how is that so much different from regular science fiction?
Well, it's biblically based. I don't try to reinvent the Bible. Everything that I write about is you know, the doctrine lines up with the Bible. And my Christian characters are not perfect. They have to deal with the struggles and temptations and things of you know, that every Christian does. The difference is when the chips are down, they turn to God. There's no graphic sex. There's no foul language in it. Now, it, you know, people get killed, and it's a mystery. It's action. I mean, as a science fiction fan, I demand action and things like that. But when you look in the Bible, the battles in the Bible are pretty violent.
Yeah, a lot of action.
But yeah. So, but it's, you know, I read an article one time that said, well, how can you tell if something is too racy and still call it Christian? And they said basically, you know, if your pastor could stand up in church and read any part of that story and you would not be embarrassed for it to be read in front of your church, then there's nothing wrong with it. Any sentence, any chapter, the entire book could be read by the pastor. In fact, my pastor has copies of my books. You can stand up there and read them in church and nobody would be embarrassed. You know, nobody would be offended. So.
Okay. And what are you currently working on?
I'm working on a story. It's probably going to be another trilogy. It's called The Noah Equation, and it's about a 65-year-old billionaire industrialist that has a road to Damascus experience. He's converted, and God sends him on a quest to do a lot of things. I don't want to give away the whole book, but
yes.
One of those things, one of the first things he has to do is go out and recover technology from a crashed UFO that crashed in Germany in 1936.
Okay. Sounds very interesting. Okay, and now your storylines, where do you get your storylines from?
I have to give that to God. They come directly from the Lord. You know, the very first book, I didn't know it was ever going to see print. He just kind of laid it on my heart, and I started in writing. And I don't... The story evolves. I'll kind of get the idea. He'll give me the idea, and then it'll evolve from there. When I started writing the very first book, Virago 4, I didn't know it was going to go into a second one. And I had no idea it was going to go into a third. And, you know, when you read the whole series, you understand it all fits together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I read, I write like you would burn a fuse from one end to the other. I don't do outlines or all that stuff. I'll put some ideas down, but I basically just start in chapter one and work straight through, and then I'll come back and rewrite and do things like that.
So that is totally inspiration.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and now your books, are you writing to a particular audience, like teens, you know, young adults or older adults?
Basically, anybody that likes to read science fiction. I have some friends of mine that have given it to women friends of theirs, and they really enjoy it. I had a lady tell me that she doesn't usually like science fiction, but she likes this because she knows it's safe. And, you know, it's the whoever would be in, would enjoy it. There's a lot of action. It's a mystery, you know, kind of a whodunit. You know, they're getting little clues here and there trying to figure out what happened to this planet. And they're, you know, in the second book, they're tracking down readings. They're trying to find some strange readings in a valley and things like that. So try to keep the, you know, I want you to not be able to put it down.
Okay.
So it's a science fiction adventure story, excuse me, but it's wrapped up in the salvation story.
So anyone is good for anyone, for any age group or any gender.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what's your underlying message? What's the message that you're trying to get across from your series of books or for any books, you know, that you're writing in science fiction?
To let people know that God loves them. He loves you. He loves me. He doesn't care if you're a sinner. But just like a parent can love a child, but you can still be disappointed with that child from their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to hold us accountable. And, you know, salvation is open to everyone, no matter what kind of sin is in your life. The sin meter has not changed from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how many laws we pass, how many rules we decide, or however society views certain behavior. Sin in God's book is still sin. That has not changed. But it's never too late. And, you know, the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And you can either do it here on earth or you can do it on the other side. I'd rather do it here.
Okay, as writing Christian Science Fiction, do you find that much more a challenge than writing, you know, if you were just writing regular science fiction?
I guess not for me, because I've never written anything other than that.
Okay.
You know, my life is a Christian, so I don't, you know, my Christian faith is incorporated into my entire life. So the story, you know, that I sit down and write, that I come up with, that God gives me, it's easier, I guess, to write the Christian for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, where can we buy your books, or where can we find them?
You can get them on lulu.com. It's lulu.com.
Okay.
They're available on iBooks. They're available at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and I just have them in a brand-new bookstore called Indie Authors and More.
Okay, and they can just go into your
online.
Name?
Yes, and you can look them up.
Go into these sites and just put your name,
right,
J.W. Luff.
Any one of those sites, if you'll just type in J.W.L.U.F.F., you can find it. There, I have book trailers on YouTube, so you can go.
Yes, I was just going to ask about that, yeah.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and just in the search, just type J-W-L-U-F-F, and the book trailers will come up. There's one for the Virago 4, there's one for the Ebi, the Halal, and then there's a one-minute one on there for the Noah Equation. So I had a lot of fun putting those together.
Okay. And you'll probably do a book trailer for this one that you're working on now, right?
Yes. In fact, I'm working with some new software. It's called DAZ3D, and
mm-hmm.
you're able to actually create scenes out of your book with that software, which is really, really neat. That's the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the first three that I did were actually downloadable video that I got off of a royalty-free site where you pay for the license
mm-hmm.
with the music and everything. And but the Noah Equation is one that I actually created. There's a jet on there flying over the mountains. I bought the jet, bought the mountains, and did the animation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neat. It takes a while, but
okay.
I don't knock the novel out. And you know, in a few days, it takes me a while to write one. So if I can do
mm-hmm.
it as I go.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to say to the audience about yourself and your books?
Well, I'm just if you enjoy science fiction. And you like something safe, if you're a parent and you want, you know, your child is a science fiction fan, and you want to give them something safe that they can read that emphasizes that salvation message, you know, be happy to pick those up. And also, if you, you know, if you've got a non-believer friend that is a science fiction fan, you know, slip them one of us and say, here you go, why don't you read this book?
Yeah.
So,
is there any words of encouragement that you can give to other young authors that may be just starting out, maybe not just in science fiction, but just in the writing field, totally, you know, Christian writing?
Follow the Lord. The Lord will allow you to rise to whatever you want. Right now, God has given me a job that I'm able to write. So if it turns into a way that I can make a living, then that's fine. Right now, it's a ministry, and
mm-hmm.
It's to reach out for those people. I use the term, nerds need Jesus, too.
I like that.
But you know, just God will open the doors for you, but you got to take that first step.
Mm-hmm.
When I sat down to write, I didn't know if it would ever leave the hard drive on my computer
mm-hmm.
When I first started writing the story. And God showed me, here's a publisher, here's how you can do this, here is how you can do that. And, you know, you get on these sites and the groups, the Christian author groups that I'm members of, and, you know, we get to network with other Christian authors. And a lot of them have, you know, dozens and dozens of books out there on the market. I get a lot of good advice from those people.
Well, that's great. Well, J.W., I have enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure my listeners have too. And I wish you all the best in your writing career to claim the science fiction world for Jesus. And I want to thank you very much for talking with me today. If there's anything
well,
else that you'd like to say,
me.
feel, I sure hope that in the future, that when you get your other book out, that you can come back and tell us, you know, what the Lord is doing in your writing career. I'd be so
That's
happy
right.
to hear about it.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you.
J.W., and the best of luck to
thank
you.
Thank you, Pastor Janet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've heard from author J.W. Luff, and if you're a science fiction fan or avid reader of science fiction, check out his books, J.W.L.U.F.F. He's on Amazon. You can find his trailers, and I've looked at his trailers. They are really exciting. You know, it's just like you're viewing a regular sci-fi, you know, movie. You know, the trailer is very, all of them are very, very nice. So J.W. Luff, we have really had a good time talking with him and look forward to talking with him again. I do believe we will, because he's writing to claim the science fiction world for Jesus. And so that's our interview for today, and I hope you have enjoyed it. And as always, if you are a writer, keep writing and always let your writing reflect the love of God. And so until next week, this is fellow author and pastor Janet Marie Fierce saying, keep writing to the glory of God.